219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth. 219 to talk.
Sketch Picasso. In the 60 seconds I have remaining with you, sir, to ask you, we talk so much about this on a macro level. How about on a micro, on a day-to-day basis? How can we, you know, black, white, whatever, improve this?
We doing too much flexing, showing off, slick talking and bragging. So much division, childish decisions, ending up in toe tagging.
We need help.
We need help.
But we too busy saying we got it. Selling work, the selling twerk. Everything is for profit. They don't care about us, what we get in the streets. Hands up in the sight of police, in the sight of God. We're a no-show. And church is a no-go. We make it rain for the logos. Yeah, like Jordan and Polos. We fight each other on World Star and wonder why unity ain't up to par. Man, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, I'm just saying, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Where the squad at? The one that's not afraid to bring God back. The whole world is under attack. It's deeper than just white and black,
man. I'm just saying.
We'll stand in line overnight to get them J's on.
But
ain't no line in church when it's time to get our praise on. We got our hands up. So why the cops still shooting? You're selling your soul to the devil, boy. That's spiritual prostitution.
I'm just saying.
Hey. Ask me a question and knows I'm gonna tell you the truth. I am a Christian in, and when I'm out of the room, I am so high in the spirit, it feel like I'm up on the plane. Relax. Everybody, let's catch the Holy Ghost. That's a real chain reaction. Jesus, the main attraction. So why you praise Jay-Z? Has he ever paid a bill for you? Huh? So why you don't praise me? That's what he's saying. If you're dying, then be all the way down with us. Or y'all just playing,
I'm just saying.
Where the squad at? The one is not afraid to bring God back. The whole world is under attack. It's deeper than just white and black,
man. I'm just saying.
You see me, I'm whipping the slab, but that don't mean I'm looking for problems. They pulling me over, I ain't got no worries. Hakuna Matata. So step out the car, let me see your hands moving, you gon' catch a hollow. And they mad cause I'm smiling, I'm cleaning their pollens. And that's when I give them the guidance. Like, take that. I know you don't really wanna take that. Tell you what, take that. I got a clean record. Let me tell you how the Lord just erased that. 20 years of life, little homie has to face that. Buddy paid that, now it's time to pay back. So when they ask, do you hate the devil? I respond, dude, that's a girl's hate track. And that's fact. Wow. I got no love for these demon spirits. And that's fact. Wow. If I catch you slipping, I commit to sweeping, that's fact. Wow. So someone deliver this message to Satan. If I ever catch him, I'm gonna start swaying. He better start praying. You know what I'm saying, cause I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. Where the squad at? The one is not afraid to bring God back. The whole world is under attack. It's deeper than just white and black,
man. I'm just saying.
Where the squad at? The one is not afraid to bring God back. The whole world is under attack. It's deeper than just white and black,
man. I'm just saying.
Welcome to 219 The Talk with none other than Trainer Ray. Are you on the air?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Queenie? What's going down? Trainer Ray is here. You know it.
Listen, trying to do me a late show because we are in the process of moving, and I said I'm still going to get 219 The Talk on the map tonight. Let everybody know what's going down.
What's going on with what?
What's going on in the Crook 11?
Oh, man, ain't nothing going on around here. It's quiet as a church house mouse around this city.
Oh, my goodness. Now, are you getting feedback from me, or what's going on? So I can get my...
I don't know. It sounds like you're going in and out on me.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you.
Is it clear?
Yeah, it's clear now.
All right, how clear is it?
Oh, it's really clear. It's crystal clear, baby.
Say it's crystal clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about now? We're going to check it out and make sure, because I'm getting myself together. Is it clear? Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, you're good. You're good. You're good. You're excellent.
All right. Okay, back to this whole what's going on in the crooked letter. I missed the whole thing trying to get my little situation together. And another thing, we're going to have to do a drive-by on LB, Mayor B, and JD the Barber. I don't know what's going on. Everybody out to lunch.
Hey, I don't know either. They must be trying to quarantine themselves, stay away from the phones, too.
I guess. I was listening to somebody talk today, one of our city officials, our city politicians say that Corona sticks to paper. It sticks to paper. It sticks to objects. And I was saying to myself, I said, now, if Corona, how long do Corona stay on the paper? How long does Corona, you know, stay on the doorknob? I mean, this world ain't safe if Corona can stick to anything.
I've heard people saying that. But, you know, a lot of times what I've learned is a lot of diseases or ailments can't live without a living host. But, you know, I've heard people saying it has been on metal for so many hours, paper so many hours. But I don't, me personally, I can't really see that happening. But, I mean, who knows what they just put out. Well, with this coronavirus, could be anything. So it might stick to everything.
Yeah, sounds like it's that's a crazy situation. When I heard it sound, man, I don't know how it sounded to me. It sounded like one of those old school horror movies. Like it's just sitting there like a flat. You know what I mean?
We're just sitting there waiting on you.
Yeah, like you unaware, and all of a sudden the corona jumps out the door onto your back. You know, like some kind of horror flick. You know what I mean? You remember old school movies, man, where they had any kind of, it was like parasites would get you. Did you see that movie,
oh,
Ticks?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yep, Ticks, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God, that movie. Listen, I watched that movie about a year ago and still got grossed out by it. Especially when, what's his name, Alonzo Rivera, whatever his name, he turned into a giant tick at the end, man. You're not into scary movies?
Oh, yeah, I love scary movies. Scary movies, I mean, you know, compared to what they were back in the day. Huh?
What's your all-time favorite?
Jason.
Oh, man. Why you like Jason, though? Ain't Jason up there? Is Jason not Michael Myers? That's somebody else, right?
That's somebody else, yeah.
Okay, now, let's talk about this, because I've always wanted this. Jason, Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger. Now, Freddy Krueger is a whole nother whatchamadoodle. But
yeah.
those two people walk the slowest, but will kill you. And how
will walk you down.
Will walk you, and you running for your life, man. You running down streets. You know what I'm saying? You running through people's house, and you turn the corner. There he is, still
you
at
know
the
it.
Same it, pace.
The whole movie. Okay. The whole.
I said
movie.
The same. I said the same pace. I mean pace. Yeah. Because somebody
left
in the
sentences.
Go ahead.
Now, you know, I laugh when I see stuff like them because it'd be so funny. Like you said, they got a whole walking stroll going on. You running, tripping over twigs and pieces of rock on the ground, and he's standing right there in your face, or it'd be so funny because when I was married, my wife's son was like, Mr. Wayne, I'm going to sit down and watch a scary movie, which I said, you ain't ready for no scary movies, man. So I put him down on Jason and Michael. I put him down on Jason and Michael Myers. We got to one where the kids was out there in the woods camping, and that mug got caught in that sleeping bag. He slammed him against that tree. Why I laughed so hard? My ex-wife's son was covering his face. I said, what you covering your face for? I thought you were tough. He was like, man, he scared me. He came out of nowhere.
Let me tell you what my parents did to me. And I just, at age 40-something, just start really getting into scary movies. When I was a kid, right, my dad would make us watch Freddy Krueger. And I think that the scene when Freddy Krueger pulled that boy through that bed, listen, let me tell you something. Messed my whole life up.
Make you want to keep on the floor.
Yes, and then when he picked the girl up and bust her head through that television screen.
Yeah,
right. Messed my life up. My daddy laughing. He think that's funny. He think that is funny. He got all the lights out in the house, right? And then he wait till it get to a real scary scene. He knock on the wall. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This is not the way this is supposed to go.
Man, now, I can't lie to you now. I'm afraid of Kruger some serious because I wasn't always a big fan of scary movies, but now I watch them. I don't care nobody. I laugh when they be doing crazy stuff. But when Freddy Krueger come in your dreams, shoot, I wasn't trying to go to sleep no more. It's over with.
It's over with. Man, I'm up playing Uno under the covers. Like I got flashlights and stuff. And you see, my dad was an electrician, mechanic, and all that. So, you know, my flashlight was like having a light in the, you know, having an actual light on. Because my daddy was,
all the time.
He was something else. So, look. Then he come in there, I'm faking sleep. I'm fake. Right? but watch this. So I end up going to sleep. Right? I end up having that dream. They call it dream paralysis or something. Man, where you can't move, but you know you think you woke. You ain't really woke, but you think you woke. Oh, my God, Ray. I'm telling you. When I tell you I was messed up, because I was trying to hide from my daddy, you know, and make him think I was asleep. Man, messed around, went to sleep. Life over.
Now, I can't lie to you. You know, back in the day when I was a kid, and my mom took me to the movie theater, we went to a movie, and it was scary. So me, I thought I was tough. I was a little boy. I thought I was tough. So I'm gonna sit a row in front, two rows in front of them. My mom sat back there by this guy. That monster jumped up in that screen. I jumped over both of them seats. It was over with. My mom was laughing so hard, I was jumping over them seats coming through the movie.
No.
But I did. It was bad. But now I laugh. I be laughing at all kinds of stuff.
Mm-mm.
And they go to
No. Texas Chainsaw Massacre? Shut your mouth,
hey,
man.
That's right, yeah.
Man, there was some crazy white folk, man. But what used to get me is, and you know it, what's the signature thing? With a blonde head, young girl. She got to be running, and she got to fall.
It's falling on the ground. She always fall on the ground.
Girl, they did not give you the proper equipment. And it's summertime, so come on. How you fall in tennis shoes anyway?
You know she ain't got no black jeans in the car. We wouldn't be looking back.
Hey, we ain't looking back. First of all, the movie would last 5 minutes. As soon as we ain't stopping, and we ain't running out of gas. We are not.
Anybody running? I ain't even trying to flag nobody down the street. I'm still running. It's over with.
It's over with. First of all, we don't have to run, cause we are not going to go ill-equipped. We're not doing
all the time.
Hey man, we ran out of gas. Pull over to this old rickety church. Let's go in and let's play around in the church that looks like nobody has. Come on, baby, come on. Me and James was watching this movie called The Tall Grass, right? Or The Tall Weeds, mm-hmm. or whatever it was. And these people stop on the side of the road because they see a kid running to the tall grass, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. Was they at a church? I don't know what it was. But the kid comes out of the grass and says, help me find my parents or something. He goes into the grass. They go into the grass with him. Come on. And end up in the grass forever. I'm not. No. First of all, any grass that's taller than me, I ain't got no business walking in. Because
right.
grass don't grow that high.
Right.
I'm just going to tell you, something wrong with it already. My spidey sense. Kicking
and you already know black folks. That child been talking about, excuse me, Miss Denise and Ray, can y'all take me to find my parents? Look, we'll take you to the nearest police station.
Yeah,
we'll
drop
you off
at the fire station.
But we ain't finna go in the woods with you. Were you talking about going back there? No, that's over with. That's just like that one movie we used to watch, Children of the Corn.
Oh my God.
I seen every episode. That boy is crazy. No, Lord.
And then, I just say, first of all, I'm going to tell you why you or me would not go into deal with cornfields anyway. First of all, we're black. Second of all, we come from country towns. And in certain places
all
in the country, we don't go anyway. Third of all, our mama used to whoop us. Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Done. You already know. And as an adult, I could still hear, you know how that song says, I could still hear mama praying? I could still hear mama saying, don't you go in there. You go in there. right? You remember your
every
mama
time.
Saying, yeah, you go, to,
you
before you go
it.
To the store? Before she goes to the store, you know you sitting in the car?
Yep.
When we get to this store.
Don't ask for nothing. Don't look at nothing. Don't touch nothing.
Don't touch nothing.
I already know.
Oh, and I used
like
to hate when I used to hate when I
like
see my teachers in the. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Teachers in the store.
Oh, I used to hate when I run into my teachers in the store. If I was in the store with my mom, because my mama had 8 kids, so she was only gonna take one of us in there to help her carry these groceries. But teacher in the store, hear my mama. She talking to my mama. Then the teacher. It happens in slow motion for me. The teacher goes to offer me something. Oh, my God. Would you like some? Oh, my God. I know my life is going in. Because I really want what she said. You know what I'm saying? Because your teacher know you just as well as your mama do. So she going to offer you something that she know you want. And I'm standing there. And I'm saying, please, lady. Please, you don't want none. And I don't want none. Don't offer me nothing. Because if you take it, now watch this, it's a catch-22 because your mama going to say, your mama wants you to take it so you don't make her look bad in front of her. Then when you get in the car, she said, you were bad. You was looking at that. Was you looking at that? Is that what you was looking at while she was talking to us?
That's why she gave that to you.
Baby, see, you come with. That's why I hate it. When she picked me to go in the store with her, I'd be like, Lord, please. I don't want to see nobody up in here. Oh, let's see. We got, this look like LB on the line. What's up, LB?
It's LB and Mary B.
Oh, what's up? What's up?
We got the BBs in the, we got the, listen, y'all, we talking about mamas and stoves, man. Look, when your mama tell you, what she tell you, right?
Hey, don't look at nothing. Don't touch nothing. Don't ask for nothing.
Don't ask for nothing. When I go into this stove.
Hey, you know how you say how you meet your teacher in the stove and she going to offer you something? In my mind, I'm sitting up here. You tried to get me a whooping. I don't want that candy. You better get off of that. And you tried to trick me.
You tried to get me. You trying to follow me down. You trying to get me. You
tried
to get me.
You
tried to get me a whoop.
My grandmother used to have that look. And you get up in that store, you look at something you want, she'll give you that look one time. That's
oh
all you
God.
Need.
Baby, let her give you that look. You know you about to die. You know you about to die. And my mama, she used to give you them whoopings where it feel like she just swung straight through you. Like your leg gone. Like the whole bottom half. And see, my mama was one of those. My mom was one of them cold-blooded ninja stealth mothers. Baby, when she, it didn't matter what she hit you with. She had 8 kids. She didn't have time to go and sit and braid a switch. She grabbed whatever was close. Now, I remember one time, let me tell y'all this. Don't be laughing because this ain't funny. I remember one time, me and my sister got into a fight. We got into a fight. My mama came home. Me and her was squad. Me and my twin, right? We was going at it, man. And my mama came in there. My mama said, oh, you want to fight? Baby, back in the day, they used to have them. You remember they used to have those strings that you pull the curtains open with? My mama took the string. Now, I don't know where she got the string at. Don't ask me. She took the string, made me and my sister hug each other. Listen to me. This is for black folks only. This is not for the faint at heart. This is for black people. My mama tied us together hugging with a curtain string. Do you hear what I'm saying? The little, Ray, you remember the curtain? But they used to pull the curtain.
Oh, yeah.
Pull a string.
Oh, yeah.
She tied us together, Ray. Do you hear me, LB? Don't try this at home. You go to jail. She tied us together hugging, took a stitching cord, and I'm talking about one of those telephone cords, baby. Listen. And whooped us in a circle. Well, I was after she finished that whooping, I was so tired, y'all. But the whooping, I wasn't even disappointed because or upset. I was sitting here saying, my mama creative. I would have never thought to tie the two people together and whoop them in a circle. I would have never, man, please. My mama was creative. My mind to this day, I don't even remember the pain. I was just blown away at how creative my mama was with that whoop.
Hey, now, I'm going to tell you now, in my family, if you family and you fight, you know the rule is?
What?
First one start crying, get the whooping.
Get the
whooping.
That's probably
so, hey,
why I don't cry that much now. I messed up, y'all, for real. Go ahead, LB, what you saying?
Man, I remember one time I was down in California and I was visiting my cousin. And my uncle's nice now. He'd calm down a lot. But, man. I remember my cousin was out, and we was all outside. We was, you know, all doing different things. So my cousin messed around and got into a fight. So my uncle found out my cousin got into a fight, came home, ready with all of us. And we sit up here like, what we do? We ain't do nothing. He said, that's the point. Ain't you your brother keeping?
Right.
Wow.
And you not. Whoop all of us.
Wow.
Let's walk outside and pick our own switch.
Wow.
So
man, you bring back so many memories. I don't know if I wanna keep going down this road. I'm starting to remember things that I just really don't want to remember. This your fault, Ray.
No, I wasn't ready.
I wasn't, oh my God. And you know what's so cold about that, LB, is we be innocent. We were innocent. My brother went and ate my daddy's butter pecan ice cream, man. Let me tell you. These war stories, so we should be able to tell them. My brother, let me tell you, it's cold. My brother went and ate my daddy's butter pecan ice cream. See, when my daddy get off work, he takes his shower, he sits in his chair, and he eats butter pecan ice cream, right?
Okay.
Can y'all hear me really good? Okay, it's just chicken.
Yes.
So, is this thing on? Okay, anyway. So, we are minding our own business in our room. Four girls. Mind our business. Five girls, three boys, right?
Okay.
I think I got that right. So we mind our business, separate parts of the house, boys on the other side, girls in the other, because we had a big room, you know. It was rough back though in those days. But let's move on. So my daddy went to the deep freezer, right? And open the deep freezer, and the butter pecan ice cream, the carton was still in there, but y'all know that little pie corner of ice cream that be left?
Yes.
You know somebody that went in there and had their way with your ice cream, and they left a little bit trying to be nice or something?
Nice.
I don't get it.
They want to eat it all.
All of a sudden, my daddy goes off like a fire truck siren, and I know that the world is about to come to an end. See, a mama whooping and a daddy whooping is two different things. I just want y'all to know that. So my daddy was like, "Who ate my ice cream?" Oh my God, we knew somebody was about to die. Because my daddy was not the whoop-a-holic. My mama was. My mama would whoop you if you sneezed wrong. She was going to get you. My daddy, it took a lot for him to deal with you. You get what I'm saying? To actually whoop you. Now, my mama, listen, but let's move on. So my daddy said, "Who ate my ice cream?" Oh, my Lord. So me and the girls, me and my sisters in the room, we like, "Y'all, who ate that ice cream, man? Who ate that ice cream?" Because in our house, snitching, you didn't get stitches for snitching in our house. You got to live and not die. Now, you might have to fight a battle with your siblings, but you know, we get brownie points for not being that one, okay? So we trying to figure out who ate this ice cream. So everybody, I ain't do it. Okay, my brother Billy, right? They on their end, talking about they didn't do it. Okay, so guess what? Everybody get a whooping. Since nobody know who ate the ice cream, everybody get a whooping. Now, we didn't get to talk to the boys and see how we could get out of this thing, you know. So it was like they were calling a girl, then they'll call a boy, right? Oh, my Lord. So it's four girls, so you know a girl got to go first. So my sister, she go in there. We hear it. Wah! "You ate my ice cream?" "No, sir." What? Five or six. Yo, just going in. She come back down and she tell us, "Y'all, daddy got that stanky cord, right?" I'm like, "Oh, Lord, going down." Okay. Then he called one of the boys, right? We listening. Because you know who ate the ice cream by what a person say when they get a whooping, right? So my other brother, he called my brother out, right? My brother come out there, and my daddy say, "What?" He say, "Who? Did you eat my ice cream? Did you eat my ice cream?" "No, sir. I didn't eat your ice cream. No, sir. Whop!" He hit him like three more times. I felt so sorry for him. I could hear the sting of it, right? He go and he mad, boy. He stomp off. He mad. Okay. So he called one of the girls, right? He called my twin out. "He, you ate my ice cream?" "No, Dad. I didn't eat your ice cream." Whop! Right? He was going in. He mad over this butter pecan now. Over this butter pecan. Okay. So we didn't hear nothing suspicious till he called out my brother Billy. Okay. Billy come out. "Come here, boy." We call him Junior. "Come here, Junior." Oh, Lord. My daddy hit him one time. Let me tell you what this boy say. "Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Who ain't dead ice cream? Tell the truth." We all looked at each other like this Negro done ate. So we didn't say nothing. Daddy wore him out because daddy knew it too. Daddy wore him out. He's still saying he didn't. So guess what? My daddy ended up whooping us all because my daddy figured we was covering for him. Now, we in our 40s, We sitting around Thanksgiving. Everybody laughing about that whooping, right? My brother Billy and my brother Napoleon bust out and say, y'all want to know who ate that ice cream? Oh, my God. I tell him, I say, no, we know. It's best that you not tell us. Because we all grown and we all
say,
no,
nah, I'm good. I don't care. I ain't over with.
No. When you get a whooping like that, that ain't never over with, baby. Listen, don't tell us. We all pack guns. You don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. You don't want to do it.
Man, oh. My brother is a long time. Somebody emptied out all the tobacco out of all her cigarettes. All the tobacco, right? They emptied out all the tobacco out of all the cigarettes. So she lied us all up and said, who emptied out the tobacco out of my cigarettes? If you don't say nothing, I'm going to whoop everybody. It took my cousin. My cousin has a mouth on her. Okay, she always had a mouth on her. Okay, it took for her to say, she got up. She was about 40 years old at the time. She stood up. She put her hand on her hip. And she said, you ain't finna whip nobody.
Oh. Did the lights go out? Did all the power in the house go out?
My grandmother got mad every time she told that story. You know what I'm saying? Every time she, and I whooped her first. And I got her first. Yeah, she told her. But you know what? You are so right. It's different. And we got to talk about the difference. There's a difference between a mama whooping and a daddy whooping. I do feel that. I never had a daddy around growing up, okay? But I remember I went to California. I was at my aunt's house. And my aunt tried to whoop me something I did. And I was doing, you know how you do the fake cry when you act like you're something that's really not really hurting you that much?
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay. Wait till your uncle get home.
Oh, my God. You about to die.
Because
it's something different about the way a man swing a belt and the way a woman swing a belt. Now, I'm not saying, what I'm saying is the difference. I'm not saying one is worse than the other because my mother was, like I said, talented, okay? She had a variety of different
techniques.
And I'm not going to tell. Yeah, techniques and tools. You know, like Batman had his tool. Yeah, his utility belt. My mother had hers, you know. and she had, it just depends on the degree of what you did. You get what I'm saying? It was a degree. Because I remember with 8 kids running around the couch. Oh, my God, I'm scarred. I don't want to tell y'all because I don't want some people trying to. What is the statute on whooping? Can they get her now? Because that's not going to be right.
It's over with.
It's over with. All right. Okay, amen. If I have to testify, I'll just testify that and retract everything I say. Listen.
I don't know about Texas.
Texas will hang you. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Texas got their old rules. They might go back to way when you was a kid and your mama spoke to you when you was a baby. What the hell? There it is. Take it out.
And then my radio show will be Exhibit A. Exhibit A. Podcast 219 at the top. That's why I'll never mention her name. All right. So she had various techniques, I mean, and tools. She was like Batman, you know. No, Batman had a motorcycle. He had like a car that flips over and he got a lot of stuff. Huh?
I said she had all the equipment.
All the equipment. Now, I ain't saying that. My mother whooped me with I don't want her to go to jail. Listen. She took, y'all know them telephone cords, right? Mm-hmm. She wrapped that thing like 10 times, man. She put electrical tape. She put duct tape on the end of that for a handle. Do you hear what I'm saying? To where when she hit you once, she hit you 10 times. You understand what I'm saying? And I was saying to myself, this got to be against the law.
Yeah.
This got to be against
the law. Well, it wasn't a law, was it?
It's like a play for it.
Come on. But see, not back in the day, they didn't care if you beat your kids, especially if you black. They didn't care. Be them senseless. They didn't care if you, listen now, one thing I can't, let's move on, y'all. Back to scary movies. Back to scary movies. I'll let y'all in, y'all too close. Back to scary movies. Now, let's see, what y'all want to talk about? Let's get out of this place, because I'm going to have to call my mama and cry. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. We already discussed Donald Trump and the disinfectant and the people that died.
Oh my God.
Donald Trump.
We discussed that. He said that on national television and then said he was joking.
Girl,
when they actually and got an attitude when they said, Do you take responsibility for telling United States citizens to ingest disinfectant? And he said, no, I don't take responsibility for that.
Wow.
And see, he went back and said, it wasn't him, it was the press that pushed that real hard.
What?
When he made the comment, but then when they asked him about it, he said the press pushed it out there. It wasn't him. The press did it.
Let me ask you a question. And this is a rhetorical question I really don't want to answer. I just really want us to think about this. Y'all remember they used to say things that make you go, Okay, first of all, you're the president of the United States. Anything that you say, they need to get some Miranda rights. That's exactly for the president. Anything you say will be held against you in the court of the people. Okay? So, when you say, can we just inject people with Lysol, do you understand that the people have a right to discuss that? Okay? Okay?
You're right.
Exactly.
If you are a mad mouth on Twitter, you are a mad mouth on the news. You are a mad mouth with these breaking news reports straight from the White House. You are a mad mouth, okay? So just like, you know how your granny say the mad mouth shoes, you just warm till they just, your mouth, the opening of them just like a mad mouth. That's what Donald Trump is. He just opened his mouth so much till he can't even keep up with what he say anymore.
He can't, and if he wasn't who he is, or if he was a Republican and they were just trying to keep their money in their pockets, they would have been said, okay, so by his behavior, we're thinking he's like bipolar or schizophrenic, and we don't think, you know, or when we had the chance to impeach him, they would have been like, okay, yeah, let's go ahead and get him out of here because apparently we made a mistake. If he would have been anyone else, because he says the most random things, and he's like, he says them and they're on tape, and then he said, I didn't say that.
Right.
Y'all said that. I didn't do that.
Maybe he didn't say it. Maybe it was his other personality.
You know what I learned about Trump? Trump is a snitch.
and the reason
I say that is because, you know, when they were trying to impeach him, and Trump would say anything, Trump don't care. Remember when they were trying to impeach him, the first thing they said when they started investigating him, he said, well, if you don't look at me, you need to look at my vice president too.
I bet you
10-1 Trump got something on everybody. That's why they didn't impeach him. Trump is a snitch.
Trump probably got
stuff over your head then you can realize. So if you open your mouth, you already know if he go down, you're going with it.
But you hear what they saying now about Biden, right? I'm like this.
Yeah, they got the rape charge on it.
Well, I'm like this. First of all, if you not downgrade, if he did that, he, you know, prosecute.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, if you gonna prosecute it, Biden, then you need to prosecute the president. You need to just,
that's right.
This man has openly,
yep,
it's not even a secret, the stuff, the sexual perversion that this man, the illicit things this man has done is not even a secret. It's
right.
And you have, because you know he's behind it.
Because
the first one, the lady reported it or was talking, she never said anything about what they said. She said now. You know, she going as far as saying he put his fingers in places that we can't mention on this show. And he did. He said stuff like, you know, anyway, we don't need to talk. But all I'm saying is what's good for the gander is good for the goose. Huh?
She's saying that that Biden sexually harassed her.
Yep.
Yes. And
where
he put his fingers. He put his fingers in some places.
Where did? When? Like how long ago? What is this?
I just heard this on the news. Was it today or yesterday?
No,
but you know.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
The bad part about that is they don't care if it was a long time ago.
Because
people like Bill Cosby, whether he did it a long time ago or not, they still lock them up. These people don't care.
Okay. Now, okay, I want to step away from the Trump, comparing it to Trump and all that. And I just want to talk about the rape itself, okay? First of all, if you rape somebody, you need to be under the jail.
Yes.
If you forced yourself on somebody, like somebody said, free Bill Cosby, free Bill Cosby. Okay, if you on that team, I'm okay. I can't say I'm with you. If he raped that lady, I don't care if she was ugly. Some people say she was ugly. Look at her, ugly white woman, and put this man in jail. And Bill Cosby was trying to buy this, and that's why they did this. I understand everybody's point of view. But
yeah,
if he raped that woman, and if she was under the influence, if he drugged her and he took advantage of her, he needs to pay for what he did. I don't care if he is, his teeth are gone, his eyesight gone, and he on a cane. I don't care, because I'm going to tell you something. Being a victim of rape, you understand me? When somebody takes something that you can't give back, it ain't like he stole a bike and can make restitution for it. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You violated somebody's person. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You took something from somebody that cannot be replaced. Now, just like I'm talking about with R. Kelly, everybody saying, leave that man alone. Why these folk didn't come forth then? Why? We don't know every element of everything that went down. If Bill Cosby was crazy enough to get with them white people or whoever he was with and they were drugging people drinks and he was going along with it, waiting in the room while they ushered the women in and all this stuff. If he was fool enough to do that, then guess what? He got to pay the piper. No pun intended.
Right.
No pun intended. Same way the piper. I mean, R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what I can say, you know, when you said the piper, that first thing came to my mind, the Pied Piper. But no, the bad thing about that is the accusation itself would get you in trouble, which is a bad thing. Because, see, all these accusations, even with Bill Cosby, out of everything they talked about, I ain't heard not one time that there was no physical evidence. All they said was these people came forth and said he did this and he did that.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
How can they get evidence if he's old? I'm talking about physical evidence.
How can you lie?
So how can you lock me up then?
I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I got you.
I need you to listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying if he did it.
Right.
He needs
I got
to pay for it.
Well, I got you. I mean, yeah, if they did, yeah. I got you on that, yeah.
If Biden did it, he needs to pay for it. Our president did it.
Well, they need to wait till he get off it, then make him pay for it later. Get this climate back out.
Yeah.
I mean, my thing is this, though. I'm going to go ahead and say this. I'm going to be real with it. They don't do understand people, you know, rape. Definitely need to pay for it. But you know what? I'm going to say we need to start locking people up for these false allegations.
Right. Oh, I'm so with you. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. I got something
right.
Oh, my God. And you know, it's true. Because I was thinking that this morning. Huh? What? Yeah, I'm on the radio show, baby. You forgot tonight, Thursday night? Yeah, okay. So, back to what I was saying. Yeah, I lost my train of thought. JD the Barber is in there talking about, don't you know you got a husband? Yeah, I do. Listen. Oh, yeah, he will put me in check. But guess what? It's 2:19 to talk night every Thursday. Now, look. Listen, let me tell y'all something. I was thinking what LB just said this morning when they were coming after Biden, right? Because I was saying there is no reprieve, honestly, from the accusation alone.
Right,
if they find out that the lady, if they find out that the lady was lying, or if they never bring that to a conclusion, he still has no bounce back, because once it's made public,
everybody's
going to
keep that.
In the history books. It's in the history books. And I agree with you. If you make a false accusation like rape, come on. What ain't that defamation of character?
Yep.
All right. I'm just saying.
That's,
yeah. I said it to her. She didn't get it.
Okay, what else, y'all? What else we got tonight?
Man, you know what? So I want to go ahead and put it out there, because we didn't already know about it. You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and put it out there. Georgia, they opened up everything, right? Barbershops, hair salons, tattoo parlors, movie theaters, massage parlors. Everything opened it back up. You know what I'm saying? What y'all think about that? Because I don't know. I think that's crazy. What y'all think?
Well, me and Ray talked about this at the top of the hour.
Oh, okay.
Well, Sheila Jackson Lee, I didn't say her name earlier, Ray, but I'm going to say it now. As you recall, I said that Sheila Jackson Lee said, in one of her radio announcements about Houston being opened back up because the beauty supplies, everything in Houston is opening, especially on tomorrow is going to be a grand opening of Houston, okay? She said, and I quote, COVID-19, the corona, I said the corona in quotations sitting in this chair, stays on paper. In other words, it sits, the virus will sit on a piece of paper. So you not only want to wear a mask, you want to wear gloves.
Yeah.
And you want to wash your hands every time you touch something. But my thing is, if corona is cold-blooded enough to sit on a sheet of paper, that is a whole different game. See, some people thinking, because think about it, y'all. If corona can sit on paper, corona can sit on my gloves.
That's right.
Corona can sit on my face mask. My face mask will touch the table. I'll wash my hands in the restroom or in the kitchen sink or whatever. Hand sanitizer. But as soon as I sit down at that table where my mask sat, then corona is on the table. Corona is sitting on the couch. Corona is on the door. See how paranoid I just made you? You see that? You see how paranoid I just made you?
Yes.
So what do we... All I can say right now is the main thing we need to do is trust God. That's all. I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, see, what I've learned, especially in the food service industry, nowadays, back when I was doing food service in the early 90s, nobody was wearing gloves because there was a sink behind the line at all times. But now they make everybody wear gloves for food service and whatever, especially now with the COVID or corona, whatever y'all want to call it.
Uh-huh.
But see, what I've learned is plastic holds germs.
People
don't realize, so you can't go, you can't touch, even in the food service industry, you can't touch this and then go touch that without changing gloves. You're supposed to change gloves, period. But nobody does that. So even with the corona, if you got gloves on, you're going to touch your car, you're going to touch your steering wheel, you're going to touch money, you're going to touch clothes in stores, you're going to touch food items in stores, and you're going to have it. And I've seen people need to go to the store with these gloves on. But gloves contains and hold germs. Because it's plastic.
Oh, my God.
And people don't realize that. So you can't. So how do you how do you get around it? Only thing you can do is change gloves every time you touch something. It's supposed to be that same way in the food industry, but they don't do that. So I understand that they say that the corona can stick to this stuff and that stuff. So how do you prevent it? Other than that, you can't. The only way you can prevent it is everybody stay at home, period. But that's not gonna happen.
And what kind of and what reality is that though for real, Ray? Everybody just stay at home until
right.
Corona disappears. We don't even know where Corona at. You don't know where
right.
she at. So how you know she gone? You
that's
feel
right.
what I'm saying? You don't even know where Corona is. You don't know where her cousin's at. You don't know where nobody none of her relatives are. So how do you you get what I'm saying?
That's right.
And then this is another thing that gets me. You want everybody to come out in masks and you think ain't gonna be no crimes committed? Are you serious?
That's
you
right
not
that's,
nobody.
That's
Let
right.
me tell y'all something. My husband went we moved a lot of stuff into our house today. My husband went and picked up us a couple of helpers, right? All of them had masks on. I made all of them take their mask off so I could see what they look like. You understand me? Then you can put their mask
That's
back
right.
on.
Yeah.
Because if I see you creeping around my house other than today, we're going to have a problem.
Exactly.
But the truth of the matter is we setting ourselves up for something else. But, you know,
yep.
they always say if it ain't one thing, it's another, which I hate to say that. But in this situation, we have to we really just have to trust God. We really do because, like Ray was saying, what really can you do to prevent anything? Because you are not going to be washing your hands 24/7. You
right.
are going to sit down and you're going to come in the house, sit down and not go. You get what I'm saying? You are just not going to be that conscious. Now, the store, you're going to go in the store, they're going to have the hand sanitizer at the door. They're going to have this, that, and the other. But at Fiesta, I've seen people walk straight through that door, pass the hand sanitizer, and go straight to shopping, you know?
Yes, and don't wash off the buggy. Wipe off the buggy.
I'm in there with green rubbing alcohol, spraying the whole basket down. People looking at me like I'm crazy. You know, I'm spraying the... my husband's gloves down. People saying, why is she spraying the gloves? Listen, you take care of your house. I'm going to take care of mine. I'm spraying down everything. You know, we got hand sanitizer. Like, I'm putting hand sanitizer on our gloves every time we touch something like this. I said, because when you take the gloves off, who gonna take the glove off?
Exactly.
You got a machine that's going to take the glove. So all I'm saying is, We need to really just trust God. Go ahead.
See, people tell you to put these gloves on, but there's a technique to take them off. But nobody, if they don't explain it to you and show it to you,
mm-hmm.
and you're not going to know because it's a way to take it off without touching it. You pretty much gonna flip it inside out, but everybody don't know that. Most people are gonna grab the glove. They're gonna take one glove off, and they're gonna take the other glove off. So, like you said, it don't matter. Because if
it
I take
matter.
One glove off, then I ain't touching nothing. Now I touch this other glove. Now what? Most people are not gonna wash their hands after they finish touching their glove, because they're gonna go in the house and eat, get something to drink, put their hand on something in the refrigerator, go in there and use the restroom and touch other areas. I mean, things are gonna get. It's bad. And I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all something.
Hey, don't mind me. You know me.
I'm gonna sit right here. Go ahead, somebody else. This is ridiculous.
Okay, so my friend, she works at the hospital or whatever for medical, whatever, UH. And the doctors said that really it's going to have to go through the summertime, and then they'll have to reevaluate after the second wave to really see, you know, after some more, after basically as more people pass, and they'll be able to know exactly what's going on. So,
Wait.
Because when Trump them this and they didn't
Hold them up. You can't run through that line you said you can't just run past that like it wasn't a stop sign. You said the second wave. Okay.
That's right.
First of all, that's exactly what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go here. And I'm not a conspiracy theorator. I just made that up. I'm not one to make up conspiracy theories. I am one that just loves to ask questions. So the question I'm going to ask is, how do they know there will be a second wave?
Mm-hmm.
What discussions are really being had at the White House?
Uh-huh.
And is this the purge? Go.
I don't think it's the purge, I guess it could be, or the Hunger Games, whichever one you want to look at. But it's definitely like, it's population control, definitely. That's why they opened Georgia, where everybody black.
Mary B, you are my favorite. You know what you just said?
What?
You said the Hunger Games.
Yes, and I'm going to tell you about it.
I give Donald Trump as tribute.
Yeah. He's president.
But ain't the president supposed to just give himself? No, he ain't Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But ain't he?
That ain't how he ran
the thing.
That's not how Trump runs.
Vicious. You're right.
When he made that comment. Hunger Games, that he'll volunteer his tribute for me. So we gonna see.
But I bet you this much. I bet you that that Corona showed tested some relationships.
Oh,
she did. Oh,
you already
man.
Know
it. You got you go to your girlfriend house and she say, baby, you go you call your girlfriend house, baby, you sound sick. Yeah, I took my test. I have Corona. I tested positive. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay, click. You still coming by? No.
Click.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, I've been cheating on you anyway. Oh my God.
It's a trick. You know it's a trick. They wasn't even staying together like that. Now you have to pick a home. Now you gotta pick a home.
Remember her call the house and say, baby, you sound sick. She'd be like, yeah, I took my test. Oh, you still coming over? That mother's going to be like, click. I'm going to be like, hello?
Dun, dun, dun,
hello?
Dun.
Hello?
ain't it sad that we don't have dial tones anymore? Oh, I missed the dial tone. Because at least then you knew somebody had hung up on you.
You knew you hung up. Before you had talked
30 minutes.
And much they click down, you're like, did this phone disconnect?
look, you talking like, yeah, you know.
I'd be glad to see you. Yeah. Click. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Oh, but what's so funny is when somebody call you back and say, you hung up on me?
No, I didn't hang up on you.
No, I wouldn't hang up on you. But let me call you right back.
Let me call you right back. That's another thing Sheila Jackson Lee said. She said that there is no stigma attached to corona. You cannot lose your job if you test positive for corona. You will not be laid off. Sheila. Oh, Sheila.
I got laid off in March.
Oh, God. Sheila, they already laid off.
My homeboy hit me up from California. He said, people out there getting evicted.
The homeless population has tripled.
Increased. Tremendous.
My God. Yep. That's sad. That is so sad.
It's funny. It's sad.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That is sad.
And they don't even care.
No, they don't care.
You know, over in.
Hello? Hello?
Over in Canada. Listen. Over in.
Hello?
Okay, go ahead, Mary B. Go ahead.
I let it go. Go ahead.
Oh, I can't deal with y'all. Listen.
Hello?
What I was going to say was, I think it's in Canada or somewhere. I forget where it is. They made it to where nobody had to pay their bills at all. Nobody had to pay lights, water, gas, nothing.
I told them, I said,
if they ever did that over here in the United States, baby, do you know how crazy it would be over here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How many jobs would be lost? Listen, I said, man, America is really set up, ain't it?
Yeah,
it
is.
In other places like Canada, Italy, places like that, they can take care of each other. But in America, you sneeze wrong, baby, the whole world got to shut down, everybody running like they used to get. But over in places like Africa, where is the place where they were caning and whooping people for being outside? I forget what it was.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. I saw that.
Where was it?
The Philippines.
I don't know.
The Philippines. Oh. Boy, they would beat you like you stole something. It really made me think of my mom, though.
There you
go. What? I'm just saying.
And then they were showing like their houses in the Philippines, like where they didn't have like a roof or anything, but they were telling them like don't come outside. But it's an airborne disease, and they didn't have any roof. They didn't have a roof to enter their home. Like it's open.
So let me get this straight.
Okay.
Mary B. would get she be messing with me. I think what you said. Hold on. Let me interpret, because sometimes we hear things, and the way we heard it is not really what you said. But you said that they told them to stay inside.
Yes.
But the house has no roof.
Right, and it's an airborne disease.
Go ahead.
They didn't understand. Yep.
Y'all, let me look at how long we got left on this show, because Mary B, girl.
I just didn't doing what they wanted them to do. They already outside.
Exactly. But you know what's so crazy? If they were bold enough to say that to them, then they don't consider themselves still outside. So their mindset, Ray, stop laughing. Ray, stop laughing. I'm trying to make some sense out of this. And Ray keeps laughing, and I can't. LB, come on, LB, say something.
I'm sorry. I'm going to say go in the square.
Stop, y'all.
Man, we're not having no dough, so that'd be a bit.
That's like them telling us, stay under the tent. Don't. Everybody just get under the tent and you'll be okay. Just. I can't. I'm not. LB.
So what they do when it rains?
Am I coming off? Okay.
No. Yes, LB, please.
I mean, you know, I don't know what to say about people that have no room. I mean, I don't know.
It's the Philippines.
I know it's a third world country and they ain't got no room, so where they can't stay inside. Maybe they can sit them over their head. Who they have umbrellas?
Hey, everybody got an umbrella in the house.
Hey, and then if we just go into we can just grab the tarps we have from Ike. You know, we can all just, if you bring your family outside, everybody just gather under the tarp. Just get under the tarp. You know, let we ride with the tarp over the car. It's just, listen, this is too much for me tonight. Y'all mess me up. Y'all mess me up.
They need to go about 50 miles to the mirror.
Stop it, man.
Oh, I can't. I'm through with y'all. I'm through with all of y'all. I'm through with y'all. I'm dead. What'd you say, LB?
She did it. She found her an American. She did it. That was no neck.
What is that people right now with no neck?
Has no neck, but she's dating them. It's 96
now. Stop it.
Hello.
Hello.
So, this is supposed to be all. You know, maybe you're going to get me on to it.
Okay, so 90 Day Fiance, they have not. They'll get married. So the
what?
Guy is
your phone
sorry,
is going in and out.
You're going through a tunnel.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, are you going through a tunnel?
No, we're just going through the literally, we're on the road. Go ahead. 90 Day Fiance, the people have 90 days to get married because they're on a limited visa in the country. They're from out of the country. So the man, he is like 4'11", he's this white man in America, and he flies over to the Philippines to finally meet this woman so that she could become his wife within the next 90 days.
Now, what is this?
They ain't have no roof.
This is a reality show or something?
It is. It's on TLC. It's not a reality show. It's real. That's really, they find people that's on they barely, like, know each other. And they follow them around throughout the process.
They tripping. They is tripping.
We're loving
you know what? I'm going to look for it.
Please do. It's on TLC. It's a dish too. It was this black lady that's older. She was like in her late 50s, and her husband had died. And this man told her that he was from England, and mm-hmm. she kept sending him money, and he said he wanted to marry her and everything. And she kept sending him money, and she sent him pictures. And he dropped off the face of the earth like his. And then she found out he was billionaire.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. It's not funny.
He was getting it for her money.
She found out he was what?
He was getting it for her money.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's very interesting. It's sad, but it's a real show that really what happened.
But you know what's sad is you, and I'm not for the using people for their money, but you, how did she look? Because if he was just using her for her money, and he saw a picture of her, it shouldn't have mattered if he was really there for the money. Because now, was she ugly? Just be honest. Was she challenged? I can't. Y'all, we got to get off of here. Listen, go ahead, Ray. Go ahead, Ray. Hey, but text me the title of the show. I'm going to look it up. Go ahead, sign off, Ray.
Thank y'all for joining us tonight for the late show of The Talk, 219 The Talk. This is Trainer Ray. If you need to reach me, you can hit me at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com. Thank you for joining us tonight.
All right. Come on, LB and Mary B.
Hey, it's me, Mary B. Make sure you are following me on Instagram for It's Me, Mary B. And Facebook, It's Me, Mary B. We'll see you all next Thursday.
All right.
All right. Everybody have a good week, weekend, all that good stuff. Man, stay inside. I can't really tell that we'll be on the highway. But, hey, man, everybody, you know what I'm
saying? Everybody else stay inside.
Okay.
Okay. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to 219 The Talk tonight. As you can tell, this is a madhouse, kind of like the Mad Mouse shoes. Let's move on. We want you all to stay safe. If you have to stay home, stay home. If you are an essential worker, we send out prayers and kudos and all that. Not cooties, but kudos to all of you. Let you know that we appreciate you from the front door of the hospital to the back door of the hospital. And we pray for church ministries. A lot of them have to shut their doors because of what's going on. A lot of small businesses have shut down. So we are praying that you're able to get your dreams started up again in the near future, sooner than later. We just believe that God is going to bless you with many miracles and blessings. This has been 219 The Talk, and we are out for that reason. I'm out. See y'all later. Talk to y'all later.
Two nineteen to talk. Let's go. 219. Yeah, 219.